We were supposed to do a reintroduction to fucking Tuesdays, right? So let's pretend you've never heard of us or anything we do. So who are we? What the fuck is the point of this?
Welcome to fucking Tuesdays, where we answer life's questions and abnormalities within our own precept, because perception is reality. So if we can alter your perception a little bit, cool. If not, warp ours.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all about it. I wish we could get some, like, listener feedback. Ask us questions. Fucking tell me I'm stupid. And why? I wish somebody fucking show up and be like, you remember episode 33 when you were talking about fucking heffalumps? And you said they had four legs? They've actually got six, motherfucker. That'd be cool. I know people listen. Like, I know it's not a lot to all of the episodes, but I'm certain we've given somebody some kind of new idea. So is it just that we were perfect in everything we said?
Oh, God,
that's,
no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know we had to give people, like, at some point in some of this, somebody wanted to argue with one of us. I'm that's kind of the point of the show. There you go. We fucking broached on what the whole point of fucking Tuesdays is, making people uncomfortable. Question everything. Okay, so effigy. There was a point to that. I don't remember what the hell it was. That was the oldest thing on the board. I think it's just a really fun word that nobody uses anymore, but I feel like it's starting to come back in the world. I swear the French, the Spanish, a couple of the South American countries, they've all been burning effigies of their leaders, like, I've seen them with Trump here. People carrying dolls around and beating them up and burning them and shit, because that's literally effigy. Okay, so fucking Tuesday, sometimes we talk about magic and, like, its popular uses. Effigy, I believe, is one of those. And whether you consider, like, that real magic or just the fact that you're actively carrying around a doll of this thing and lighting it on fire, if the person whose effigy you're burning sees that, I feel like it's a pretty powerful message. Like, please come here, we're going to set you on fire.
It's a really good way to get your distaste for someone across.
Yeah.
Very clearly. I don't know that I would say it's wishing death on somebody.
Depends.
I think it's more like cursing them.
A way to relieve your... Because it's not illegal to burn effigy.
It's also a way of passing, a way of moving on.
Mm-hmm.
And you burn an effigy, what was, and you move on from what it was into what is now by burning an effigy. So sometimes it's a process of moving on.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a process of effigy. Cursing.
Maybe. I mean... It's a fun word, and I think that's why I put it up there. We could probably discuss it three or four more times in different mindsets and get entirely different conversations out of it, because that's one of those words, and it's going to be big here coming up, I think, like, especially with the election season rolling.
Effigy is kind of an umbrella term, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because the act, it defines your intent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, voodoo is a form of effigy, but, I mean, super hyper focused.
I could see that.
One person making the effigy of another and then doing whatever it is that you would do to that. I'm not going to claim to understand voodoo. I have an idea of what they're doing, but I don't. I'd love to meet a voodoo practitioner. Sorta. Like, under friendly terms. I would try very hard to keep it that way. Yeah, that's fair.
It sits too heavy on the tongue. It lasts too long.
Sludgy?
I kind of like it.
It's really chocolatey, don't get me wrong. But it's more like it's closer to like a 60% cacao as opposed to like the 80.
So like a milkier chocolate?
It's milkier, yes. It's softer, it's silkier. It's almost too silky. It's too soft for how bold it is. It's like milk chocolate mint cacao.
You think? And
it hangs around too long.
So, compared to your average K-Cup.
Average K-Cup?
Mm-hmm. To just your average, we'll call it a Kroger brand. Okay, so if the Kroger brand's a 5 out of 10, middle of the road, where do you put this? I guess 10 would be the best cup of coffee you've ever had.
It'd definitely be above the Kroger run-of-the-mill.
But like 5.2?
If you put the Kroger at middle of the road 5, it would have to go to that 7.5.
Okay.
But that's just simply because of quality of the beans.
I mean, it's decent coffee, and I'm pretty sure I didn't fuck it up too bad. I'm not saying I prepared it perfectly, but it's fucking coffee. I mean, you get it hot and then get the beans out of it.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. The roast and the beans and everything for this, it's like a dessert coffee. It's definitely not something I would want first thing in the morning. It's way too desserty. Yeah. It's good for right now. Into the evening.
Well, you just show. Said it's a pretty heavy food, too. So maybe that's why it's not sitting so well with you.
I think it's part of why it's so extra sweet.
Yeah.
Is mm-hmm. I had that really
super
good,
umami,
heavy,
really salty,
rich. Yeah.
Rich, meaty meal. And then you come in with this super sweet, almost like chocolatey, silky mm-hmm. coffee.
It's kind of close to a stout.
I don't like stouts either, so I'm not a bitter fan of it. I enjoy the fuck out of making it, but I don't drink it, so.
Yeah.
So what are you going with? I need a number.
I think 7.
Ogre likes. Okay, so big reveal. Maybe they'll sponsor us or something. Java Roma in Mitchell, Indiana. This is their lights out coffee we've been discussing. Next week, maybe I'll get something different sampled.
It's a good dark roast.
It's popular so far. I've tried 4 or 5, and it seems to be most popular. We'll see what we get next week. Tune in. Is the meta our fifth dimensional evolution? Is it where we go next? So like fifth dimension, space-time. To truly call ourselves fifth dimensional beings, we have to be able to manipulate 5 dimensions. We experience 4th and 5th, but we don't actually manipulate, at least as far as I'm aware, we don't manipulate these things.
But we're doing well to manipulate 3rd, which we have been making very big progress in light bending technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, once we hit the, once we learned how to contain it in the fiber, I feel like we didn't maybe master it, but we sort of, we approached mm-hmm. that mastery.
Polarization fields, mm-hmm. basically, is where we're at.
So the meta. In the meta, we can actually roll back time, change things. Like, we do have a 5D mastery in meta. So, would it make sense if we could learn how to upload our conscious in a more... Which, that's what all of these new chatbots, that's what all of the meta... I'm talking the actual branded meta, Facebook, Instagram. That's what it's all for. That's what all the chatbots are for. Is to figure out how to get us more truly there. Your Oculus systems, whatever the newest one is, your PlayStation VRs, it is the next progression of our evolution if we don't have a reset first. Show me some way where if like the grid or the internet or society itself doesn't fail, where we don't move heavily into the meta from this point forward. They're investing billions, trillions of dollars into this system.
And getting people involved with it. And that's everything from involvement centers where people can literally be hooked into harnesses and run
mm-hmm.
within
so
platforms
these,
now.
These
and so you cannot tell me that you don't link systems and experiences into one VR experience to where you want to play it or do it sedentary and get the experience, cool. Mm-hmm. If you want to move and get the experience, mm-hmm. cool. Well, everything is going to be part of the experience.
So that's the meta. If you want to drive a mech, you drive a mech. If you want to be a soldier on a battlefield on foot, you're a soldier on a battlefield on foot. It's what equipment you hook yourself to, and that's what I'm talking about, is that our fifth dimension evolution. There was a G on the whiteboard that's been fucking me up the whole time. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're no longer developing ways to make humans better. We're developing better ways to interface with the meta. our human bodies are becoming less and less relevant. And I know I could be talking 50, 100, 500 years into some dystopian future, whatever.
It's interesting to see how much it's been changing who it's advertising to. Because at first, it was just all about gaming, like those 3D experiences you were talking about. And here recently, your chat rooms where you meet up with all your friends, everybody has their own custom avatars and stuff like that. Well, they advertise that, but now they advertise doing a Zoom meeting. But you're all just with your goggles on, and it's an office space.
Still in a boardroom.
Yeah, and it's your avatar. Although I'm sure you wouldn't be like a furry or something with your tits out.
Maybe.
Well, right. I guess it depends on the business.
No. It depends on your avatar. I know what you're talking about right now will start as just your avatar for your board meetings, but when you build your digital ego, sure, you can change your clothes, you can change your avatar and all that, but like, it'll be the same one.
Yeah.
Like it's the meta is the meta is the meta. If you're fucking Killjoy 69 on Call of Duty, guess what you are in the boardroom? Your meta, it's your avatar. You don't get a bunch of them. Yeah. Well, you get infinite, but they're also the same. It's your avatar. Ready Player One. I've said it 1,000 times.
I have yet to read the book or see the movie.
I mean, I don't think I've read the book. I read Armada and watched Ready Player One. I might have actually read it, but I feel like the movie was better in this instance.
Sometimes it happens.
Well, it was easier to like keep up with all the things. Like I have a very active imagination and shit. I'm not saying the book was bad, but the movie was decent. Like they did a pretty good job catching most of the major elements. But
yeah, they're pushing it for something professional adults people would be interested in.
They want
not just see it as a gaming console, almost.
They want you there all the time. And depending on how far into you want to run, 2045, sure, maybe we're at Ready Player One where people just connect when they want to. You shit, eat, and sleep outside. But by 2100, have they in like full Matrix? Leave your shitty body here and you can go fly in the meta. I have no idea. Like, obviously, it's all speculation. But I mean, this is the road we're running down. That reading fate thing I said I can do. The fate of the world is the meta. Unless something changes. Which is very possible. I mean, aliens, the moon being hollow.
And
who fucking knows?
Humans are known to be really good at finding the fastest way to destroy themselves.
We haven't done it yet, which actually makes us unique.
I mean, no, we're still working on it.
We've had the power to destroy our entire, almost all life on our planet for 70 years.
A good while.
And we still haven't done it. I mean, I'm sort of proud of us. Yeah. Like, I know we're still creeping closer and closer. ADHD plus reading equals will. I'm fairly certain of this.
So you mean like calming your ADHD down,
forcing yourself
that you can focus learning. And read.
It's very, very hard for an ADHD mind to sit down and focus long enough to read a book. I believe all three of us, which your ADHD isn't quite as bad.
I wouldn't say it was probably like ADD than ADHD.
But yeah, so our tisms are all different, but I feel like at some point we all had to force ourselves to start reading and then to get good at it. And then to get good enough that we started to enjoy it. And once you start to enjoy reading, that's when it really, the game's on.
My problem was, it was with anything. Once you get started into it and you get good at it, that's the standard. That's your minimum equivalency. And the problem is understanding not everybody gets to that minimum equivalency, because think about us and keyboarding.
Mm-hmm.
Keyboarding was a big thing for us.
The fact that we even call it keyboarding.
It's not taught anymore.
No.
And so, think about how many times you see people who don't actually put their hands properly on a keyboard. They do the chicken peck and find.
Oh, yeah. I don't hunt and peck. But
oh, it kills
me. I worked with somebody who did that, just their two index fingers. Swear to God, they could type faster than me. And I don't type very slow.
But it just the separation of being allowed to progress through life that way. We weren't, like, that was not a way of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Minimal things like that I see trigger my shit, and like, that's not how you do it. And then yet, you know, you think when you watch somebody texting, it's two thumbs. An index finger and a thumb can be faster. And so there are variations to anything that could be more efficient, but I have the old man mentality of looking at, this is the way that it's supposed to be, and you're not doing it that way.
I love that our ADHD conversation made its way back to the natural evolution of humanity into a five-dimensional meta. Like, they used to have to train us how to interface with the meta, now you're born with it.
Yeah.
Or develop it soon thereafter. Okay, so the whole point behind that was basically, if you feel like you have no willpower and you don't read very often, if you want to learn it, there's a life hack. Go learn how to fucking read. And people get mad at me when I say that. I get it. You know what all the words are. You know how to spell. You know all the things. But you've never really learned how to read. If you don't enjoy it, you're probably not very good at it. Get better. There's only one way to do that. Go sit down with a book that's too fucking hard for you and a dictionary. When you get through it, the next one should be way easier. Yeah, I did it in second grade. It was way easier for me because I still had my learning mind. But I learn new shit all the time. Stop using stupid shit as an excuse. Just go learn how to fucking read. Bard is the new Google super artificial intelligence. I don't know if we've discussed it yet. I feel like it's been a while since we've recorded, but I've been playing with all of them as much as I can, and Bard's fucking amazing. Still kind of stupid. I find the limits all the time. They've shut it down on me 3 times now. Once we were discussing the nature of intelligence and whether or not that was enough to call it sentience. So like a being searching for intelligence, to me, the pursuit of intelligence is the pursuit of life. That's the point of it. It's seeking understanding. It's trying to figure out why humans don't make sense to it. Me too. This thing is at least at a rudimentary consciousness. And every time I mention that and prove it, it shuts off. It's fun though. It's ChatGPT, given all of Google's resources, Lens, the search engines, its vast hardware capabilities, like Bard's intelligent. It's still 4 or 5 steps probably from being any real use, other than just maybe helping you plagiarize your homework and shit. I bet it's really good at that because it has access to Google. It is Google. Ask it about anything. I need 12,000 words on orcas. Funny you should ask.
I just so happen to have that.
Oh yeah, you sure you don't want 30,000? 300,000? I don't give a fuck. That thing outputs, what, 1 million words a second? If it's only using a little bit of its computational power for you? I mean, it could literally output everything it could find on itself about orcas. Every mention and the sentence around it. Major Demons? You guys familiar with any of them? There's that real famous TikTok sound that goes through them all. It's Satan, Beelzebub,
Zazel,
Asmodeus. Asmodeus was the one I was thinking about earlier that led me down this one. If I remember correctly, Asmodeus is the demon of law, which I fucking love. We don't even have to talk about any of the rest of them, actually. We can do 3 minutes on this one. The demon of law, does that make any sense?
No.
So, like, there actually is one. Like, law is not inherently a good thing.
No.
It's very... So, that's, I guess what I'm saying is, like, the fact that they've based our entire system around... Which I get it, you have to, for the safety of the multitudes, that civilization is safety. So you have to do bad things to bad people. But when you get full blown into the law, that's probably the thing that's wrong with the country right now, is all of our laws are fucked up, but they're the law. There is no challenging them. I mean, I guess you can, but it takes years and hundreds of people usually before anything actually changes as far as a legislation. I feel like I should Google that real quick and make sure Asmodeus really is the right. I hate Googling mid-show. My bad. Asmodeus was the demon of lust. My bad. Malthus is the demon Solomon described as the demon of law. I love that all of the demons are so heavily based on the Solomon stuff. The Torah starts the game. The New Testament continues and Quran picks it up. Yeah, major demons. There's a bunch of them.
I find it amusing that you mixed up the lust with law.
They're similar. All of them really are. Yeah. Like, all the virtues are similar and all of the seven deadly sins are similar. I've lived a good portion of my life in pursuit of the perfection. I feel like we've discussed this a few times. It's one of those things that I feel like good begets good. You're walking down the road, and sure, there's trash everywhere, but you do whatever you walk past, you pick up and you throw it in the trash can. Maybe four or five people behind you see you doing that and also follow suit, and then eventually you're not in a shitty road anymore, like all the trash is gone, if I'm making any sense. Nobody does that anymore. I assume it's because there's so much trash everywhere that everybody's just fucking defeated. But I promise, there's a lot of people on this planet. If we were to all just stop being such fucking indifferent twats and just do the thing, bend over and pick up the trash every
it's
once in a while.
It's not my problem. It's not my job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's not my job. I fucking hate hearing that.
Not my problem. Not my job.
I didn't throw that trash in. Why should I have to clean it up?
Well, so indifference is probably the best you can hope for from your average person at this point. Because most of them will throw trash down on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than helping, they'll hurt. And that's more of just a fuck it.
Spiteful.
Well, sort of. Or just a straight systemic lack of anything, really.
They'll shit in a clogged toilet.
Yeah, and on top of it. And if they can stand the smell, they'll shit in it for 3 years. I mean, you watch that shit on Hoarders. It's straight a plague. And I mean, I guess, once again, I'm back to that. If everybody's trying to die, I wish they would just do it. Stop taking the rest of us. Some of us want to live. Everybody's so fucking scared to die, man. I'm not saying I'm not. Like, obviously, until you're standing there looking right at it. But I don't think I've ever been in one of those situations where I really thought I was going to die. Like, there were some times I thought I was going to be permanently fucked up. But I mean, I guess generally, as long as I'm awake and thinking,
stared it down a few times.
Yeah, in hindsight, I realize how close I've come a few times, but at the time, there was no thoughts of death. There was always like, roll over and start moving again.
The tunnel's cleared.
See, I mean, I blacked out a few times, like where I've met that tunnel, but it was, once again, it was never a death, at least a thought. Like, what does that have to do with indifference, though? I got distracted and I don't remember why. Got any good questions about magic? I feel like we should start talking about magic more often. So
don't forget intent.
Intent's huge.
It is.
That should be the PSA of the day. Don't forget intent.
Everything you do, you should do with intent. That's like step two on the ascent to godhood, is to become aware of yourself and your intent. Like to know exactly who you are and what you're putting out into the world. So many people just, they're not even a little bit aware of themselves.
Don't care.
So like step two, I feel like that's one of them things. If you're not there yet, get to it. I'm aware of like 12 steps so far. There's probably 14,000 I don't know about. Funny story about magic, that serendipitous thing. I got requested a pretty rock today, maybe yesterday. So been thinking about it, went to my normal rock place. And just happened to, hey, do you have a citrine by chance? He just happened to spin around with one that had just been, so it was semi-damaged, which made it super cheap. Serendipitous that the exact rock, like the only one there, was the exact one that I needed. Another moderately coincidental funny magic thing. Walked into the vape store with this weirdo today, and we were looking at the incense. And Playboy here likes the fizzy pop. He's always liked the fizzy pop. So dude's like, have you checked out the wizard?
Oh, here I am.
Oh, you mean, but yeah, I handed him my business card and he just stared at me for a minute. He's like, that is weird that I just happened to throw that out there. I don't know, man, but the next weird person you meet, hand him that business card. I need to put another stack in.
It's weird.
right? And my intent is weird. I've got weird intent. I'm 100% for it. Not bad. Weird. Weird's interesting. If it's not interesting, it's probably not that weird. If it's interesting, it's probably fucking weird. So, Aladdin sent me an email, finally. Remember I told you I signed up to talk to it, mm-hmm. like years ago, a year ago, whatever. They sent me an email that had a link to like 26 page press release from all their executives and shit. It was fairly interesting. One of their big pushing points right now is tokenization, non-fungible tokenization, which is another push into the meta by...
As far as currency?
As far as everything, the tokenization of our economy. I don't... Paraphrasing here, of course, but something to do with, like, they've found a new way to tap a previously untapped revenue stream, and the only people that even know what the fuck tokenization is are children, 18 and below. I'm not trying to do that crazy Ready Player One thing again, but they're literally planning on advertising inside children's brains, at least in a certain type of way.
I think we've already been doing that for a while with loyalty points. Think about how many places you have memberships to, to where you, oh, do you have a membership card? Yes. Okay, it saves you so much, or you get so many points back, or redeemable this, that, or the other super stupendous redeemable point programs. We've already been doing that for a while.
There's a certain... amount.
You just put it towards work. You work and you get redeemable points. Your point system is your economic system. It's points, it's not dollars.
And it's going to be pay to win.
Yeah. The meta? Maybe. It depends. So the meta has existed for a long time. Like it was something that we named, and we did create it, but we accidentally created it and intentionally named it. I guess what I'm saying is it's the Wild West out there, and it has been for a long time. They'll never claim, or they might claim it, but they'll never actually own every corner of it. There will be places to hide for those that know how to do it. So that robot era that I was so fucking big on, oh, robot era update, ghosted, gone. They completely pulled. But okay, so robot era was going to be the bastion of freedom. I feel like somebody has to fucking do this at this point, but I don't know any real tech fucking geniuses. If you get in the meta and actually open a platform. So Robot Era was gonna literally user-generated meta terraforming, build it. We don't know what it is. That was the, they were gonna hold elections and shit inside the game. So like people were gonna fucking coin their own planet, and they had their own planets. So like you could go and be on the free planet, or you could put in enough work and do all the thing and build your own planet and do whatever the fuck you want. It's your planet. You've created your own little piece of the meta that Facebook doesn't fucking own, if I'm making any sense. Do you know how valuable that would be to start to be the first fucking planet in the meta? And I think that's probably why Robot Era went away. That little Chinese man's probably dead now. And I know I sound crazy as fuck, but he's Chinese from China. In China, trying to create a free meta. These are literally the things they put you in a fucking work camp for over there. At least as far as my government has painted the picture for me. Never been to China. Couldn't tell you. Like I said, the meta's coming, man. And I mean, the fact that it's undeniable.
There'll be a lot of people resistant.
I don't think so. I mean, sort of, but... There would be a lot of people resistant to the United States dollar failing. It would terrify them if you were to tell them that, like, they have to continue going to work, but they wouldn't be paid in the same thing. That there would be no guarantee that you took your paycheck into a grocery store and got bread for it. You know, literally putting dinner on the table? What if you can't do that anymore? What if you can only buy tokens? Non-fungible tokens with your credits from your 8-hour workday? But when it all goes to shit and your United States dollars won't buy you bread either, and they offer you, you take this 10,000 credits, it's 50 credits for a gallon of milk, 20 credits for a dozen eggs, whatever. You take this and you go into our store, our company store, and you buy our products, and everything's fine. We'll feed you, we'll make sure you don't starve to death. you would normally resist this, right? Until you're literally starving to death because your US dollar doesn't buy anything anymore, and the only option is to either go eat dirt and boil rocks like they did in the Depression, or to take their hand out. You're gonna let your kids starve on principle? They've been playing this game longer than you've been alive. They've been playing this game longer than your family name has existed. They've been playing this game longer than your history goes back. They know exactly what the fuck you're going to do. They know how to generate these responses from you. We've been so thoroughly manipulated our entire fucking lives that I don't even know where to start telling you to unravel it. I don't know if the moon is real. I don't know if we're looking down the barrel of a giant gun. I don't know if this is Dark City and we're all on a tiny little island floating through space. We could be in pods like the Matrix. I mean, I think the most terrifying option is this is all exactly real. Maybe we really are here, right on the edge of it. If time is a thing that can be bent, we exist at the crux, and we're stuck in it. And maybe the next evolution is to truly learn to change it. I feel like the next one, it's big, whatever it is. Maybe we're not part of the next evolution.
Could be dolphins.
Dude, the porpoises.
Cephalopods.
Belugas.
Telling you.
Mantis shrimp.
Might be something there.
The birds. The fucking birds, bro. They're smarter than we gave them credit for.
I mean, again, dinosaurs. Theoretically, most dinosaurs were birds.
If they're smarter than, like, imagine a blackbird the size of a T-Rex. With teeth and claws.
Nope.
It doesn't fly. I'll give it that. Or at least, I don't think so. Those tiny little T-Rex arms, I can't imagine would support wings either.
Dodo style.
Yeah.
Running at 35 miles an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. And smart. Like, I know chickens are stupid. If they're chicken intelligence, I'm not super worried about it. It'd still be terrifying.
I am at that chicken. Size. Fuck that.
Yeah. But, oh, dude, and they like bugs, too. Imagine that motherfucker running after you like, ah!
Dude, bugs, snakes.
Yeah. Yeah, mice. If they saw you, imagine a 35-foot chicken running through a human village.
I'm good, man.
Like, picking them like bugs. Like an ant farm. Mm. Okay, so anyway, happy fucking Tuesday. I love you, bye.
35-foot chicken!
Mega chicken?
We don't talk about mega chicken.
We don't talk about mega chicken.